One of the many sectors of Boise's economy hit hard by the recession was air service. Fewer business trips meant less revenue for airlines, so they canceled routes. The economy has improved, but the flights have been slow to come back, and efficient air travel in and out of southern Idaho still remains a challenge. The Boise Airport has now applied for a grant to help entice Delta to fly directly between Boise and Atlanta, and the business community is now being asked to pledge money to better the city's chances of securing the service. We sat down with Bill Connors, the head of the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce, and asked him why getting connected to a major East Coast hub right now is so important for Treasure Valley businesses.
Well, any route to the East Coast is important for the Boise business community because it's the one route or one destination we really don't have in our portfolio. We've got pretty decent air service for a city our size, but the East Coast hub has eluded us for some years, so we're going after Atlanta pretty hard.
What are you hearing from the business community in terms of their demands for something along these lines?
I can tell you that this is the business community's number one priority. It's important for economic development. It's important for businesses to get to their customers. It's important for businesses to have customers get to them. It's clearly an important economic development tool. And when you don't have those connections, you're losing business to somebody else.
If the economy has come back to a point that this is something that this market now needs, how come an airline hasn't figured that out and been the first to come back and provide Boise with East Coast service?
Well, I'm happy to say some airlines have figured that out. We're just announcing nonstop service to Houston on United. That's a huge hub that will open up Central and South America, not to mention all sorts of destinations in the Southeast. So that's a big comeback. We just announced service to San Diego, nonstop service to San Diego. This summer, we enjoyed additional service to Chicago Midway. There's additional service to Salt Lake City. There's additional carriers to Los Angeles, LAX. So, you know, we're connected to the big hubs. We just need that East Coast hub, and we think we can get it with the combined community support that seems to be lined up for this effort.
Any idea why that East Coast hub, though, in particular, has been so elusive?
Well, the airline business has changed, Scott. It takes a plane, one that's big enough to fly that route. It takes an awful lot of fuel to get out here, and fuel has become the second largest expense for an airline. It never used to be that way. So long-haul flights, they keep their planes busy on long-haul flights, and we've got to prove to them that we have the capacity here in Boise to fill one of those planes.
A construction supply company announced recently that it's moving its headquarters from Boise to Atlanta, and a big reason, they said, was the lack of air service here. Is Boise losing other companies that we just haven't heard about, or do you think that it might if this route can't be secured?
Well, I always think there's several factors that go into a business deciding to move somewhere or come here. If air service was mentioned, I know it was mentioned, but interestingly, BMC did pledge some funds to try to get this Atlanta air service, so we're happy about that. But I think there were probably multiple reasons why they decided to move to Atlanta.
You said this is a top priority for the business community. Have you heard other businesses say that they may have to make a similar decision if this East Coast hub connection isn't developed?
I've heard businesses say that air service is critical to their success, and sometimes they lose to competitors because of our remoteness. But, you know, our remoteness is both a curse and a blessing. Part of the reason that we have pretty decent air service for a city our size, and I'm not just saying that, the statistics will show we have some of the most airline seats per capita than any city our size, and it's because of our remoteness. We don't have competing airports right in our market, so you know, Twin Falls and folks from all over Idaho use the Boise Airport, and that's actually helped us a little bit. But our remoteness is our remoteness.
Last year, the city of Boise applied for a similar grant. It was not successful. Also last year, residents of Haley and Ketchum approved a new tax there to help subsidize more air service into the Wood River Valley. If the current push for this grant this time around doesn't work, is something like that potentially in the cards for for Boise?
Well, that's an interesting question. The Chamber has long supported a opportunity for a local option tax for transportation and certainly air services transportation, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about trying to support an attempt to bring some air service to Atlanta, and I'm happy to say that the business community stepped up in a big way. Almost overnight, I got $250,000 in pledges to match this community grant.
Bill Connors is the president and CEO of the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce. He says the city should know by early fall whether or not its latest grant application is successful.